Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Okay, welcome back to the podcast. Glad to have you here. So we're working through our podcast editing and support terms of use. Again, remember, we're not getting you to sign on the dotted line as far as terms of use, but we want to understand and clarify some of the words that we throw around between podcast editors and support people and podcast hosts. They go back and forth in over the phone or through emails or text. And we want to make sure that we're all on the same page with all the words that we use around podcast editing and support and from a podcast host perspective. So we've already seen in episode 24, we talked about the editing terms of use. We talked about audio editing, noise reduction, mixing, and mastering. So if you haven't heard that, jump back to episode 24. Episode 25, we talked about all the terms we use around producing a podcast. Script writing, storyboarding, guest coordination and research, the things that happen before you come to the microphone. Yes, we do that too. Today, we're going to talk about the actual podcast production side of what happens during the recording and that part of the process of actually creating the content. Different than producing, we're talking production here on the Podcast Editing and Support Show. So I only have three things for you here. So it's a really short episode. You get some time back, okay? So now you have time to go work on these three. But I wanted these are key words that we're going to be talking about when we get together with our podcast editing and support person or our podcast host. We want to make sure we understand these words completely. And there's just three. So really simple. You ready? Here we go. First one, around the idea of production of your show, is the recording.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
When we talk about recording your podcast, that could be you at home by yourself or in your studio or wherever you record by yourself recording your episode. I'm doing it right now. There's no one here. My pets are sleeping. My wife's at work. I'm by myself. I have a very cold cup of coffee here beside me. I got to warm that up, by the way. And it's just me. And I'm here by myself. I'm recording my podcast. It's the capturing of the audio using microphones and other equipment, either in a studio or remotely. The other side of this could also be that we're recording over a platform like Zoom. I love Zoom. Everybody kind of poo-poos Zoom for some reason, like, oh, it's not fancy enough. Whatever. I love it. It works good. Everyone knows how to use it pretty much. So Zoom works great for me. You can use Riverside and StreamYard and all these other ones. They're great. But you're paying for it, like a lot of money. And a lot of them are designed to stream live. I don't podcast live. No one needs to see me live. And again, live is radio and podcasting isn't radio. So I don't understand why people are so infatuated with live. I think a lot of it could be just the fact that some podcasters are very extroverted and they don't like to be alone in recording. So they got to have an audience. Oh, I need to feed off the audience. I'm an introvert. I prefer not having an audience. Please stay home. I'm good. I'm totally fine doing this by myself. So that live, whether you love it or not, there's still going to be some editing. There's still going to be the recording part because you're going to record your voice. You're going to record your video. During the recording, you can have a podcast editing and support person right there with you in the background. Silently there, on screen, off camera, who is there to support you during the recording when things go really bad. Or maybe your guest is not on the mic properly, or there's something going on. Your editor can pipe up and go, hang on, one sec, pause everybody. NPR does this, for example. They'll be like, can you get closer to the mic, guest? Because I can't hear you. You're too far away. Can you shut your phone off? I hear your phone is dinging like crazy. Can you shut that off? Can you mute your phone? Let's go back to the recording. Can we do that part again? Because I think we could do that with more clarity. Maybe let's tighten that up a little bit. An editor can be there on the call with you if you're doing a guest interview. It's a great way to have them be the bad guy, right? Good cop, bad cop. We can be there for you and help you in your recordings. So around production, the recording part has to happen. It's not a podcast if it's not recorded. So we got to do that. And that's one thing we can help you with. as a podcast editing and support person. The next one is a little bit beyond recording in a on your own or in a studio. It's the field recording.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
So I'm not literally telling you to go record in a farmer's field. I just mean taking your recording outside of your traditional studio environment. Could be you taking the dog for a walk and recording your podcast as you go. Often it's interviews or on-location segments. Think of your news report live on the scene, where you can take your recording gear with you to an event or to a conference or a speaking engagement, an off-site event, and you bring your studio with you. We can help you with the ideas and how to do proper recording production when you're away from home and away from your regular setup to make you sound great. There are ways to do this. There are tools to do this. If you have any questions, reach out to me. I have some great tool ideas and suggestions for you on how you can do this out in the field. Be that on-the-scene reporter, capturing the moment, capturing the sounds. You can do this. NPR is great at this. And you can add a different level to your podcast by doing field recording. And another element of production that we can help you with is voiceover.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
As a production house, as what we do as podcast editors and support people, we can help you with voiceover. We can help you with your intros and your outros. It's where you want a different voice. If you're a male podcaster and you want a female voice to introduce and close off your show, we can take care of that. If you're a female podcaster and you like a male voice to introduce your podcast, great. We can help you either way, whatever your choices are, whatever your preference. We can do the voiceover so you're not doing it yourself. We can record those for you, and then you can do them. Have one standard voiceover and one closing for all of your podcast episodes. They all sound the same, or we can do specific to the episode. We can introduce your guest. We can do all kinds of things to help you with your podcast. Recording a narrator's voice to provide commentary. We can do introductions, explanations within a podcast. We can be a special feature, introducing your listener feedback. All those are great voiceover things that you can do. You can hire someone like me or people that I know that can help you. Or you can use great tools like things online that take text and convert them into speech. You can pick accents, you can pick dialects, you can pick male, female voices, children, adults, seniors. There's a lot of great choices out there. Again, if you need help with that, I would love to be there as a resource, point you in the right direction that works for you, whether it's myself or a tool. There's a lot of great options for you out there. So we can help you with your production needs for your podcast. You're not on your own. You don't have to figure this out by yourself. So when you're sitting down with your podcast editor or support person, understand, as we've already talked about in episode 24, 25, and now here in episode 26, that we as podcast editors, we can help you with your editing, your producing, and your production. And within that production piece, we can help you with your recording, field recording, and your voiceovers. If you need help with any of these things you've heard in the last three episodes, we have a few more coming to understand the podcast editing and support terms of use. If you have any questions about these things, reach out to me at podcastedityandsupport.com. I'd love to be there for you as a resource to help you with your terms of use around podcast editing and support. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Visit us at podcastedityandsupport.com. podcastedityandsupport.com. We would love to help you find a great podcast editor, or if you want to hire us, we would love to work with you. podcastedityandsupport.com. Catch you on the next episode. Take care.